Hi, this is Matt Grant. You're listening to the Malware Report with Randy Abrams. Randy, I wanted to chat today about an incident that you had recently with PayPal violating email security best practices. Could you tell me a little bit more about this incident?
Sure. It actually wasn't a phishing attempt, which is what makes it so darn humorous in a sad way. But I had gotten an email from PayPal saying that my payment had been sent, and it had a link to my transaction, so I could click on the link and log into my account and go right to my transaction. And so I emailed their phishing reporting, which is spoof@paypal.com, and I wrote, you know, I included the message in it, I forwarded it, and said, why would you include a link in the email? Don't you know that you're teaching users to become phishing victims? A legitimate PayPal email should be identified by a complete lack of links. Come on, learn a bit about security. If I want to view the details of my transaction, I can log into my account. You make your own emails look like phishes. So I get a response back, actually it's about 5 minutes later, and it says, hello, Randy Abrams. Thanks for forwarding that suspicious looking email. You're right, it was a phishing attempt. Okay, the suspicious looking email was their actual legitimate email, and their own expert systems thinks it looks like a fish.
Oh my gosh, that is interesting.
Yeah, and they went on to say that they're working on stopping the fraud, and by reporting the problem, I've made a difference. And so I wrote a blog on that. PayPal admits to phishing their own users because they told me that their own email was a phishing attempt. And
wow. When in fact it was legitimate, though.
It was completely legitimate. It was not a fish at all. It was, you know, a mistake in their expert systems. But mind you, their expert systems are programmed by experts. They know a lot more about how to identify a fish than your average user knows about how to identify a fish.
Right, absolutely. Well, we see this a lot with not only PayPal, but other organizations that do include links in emails. I mean, what are the best practices that companies like PayPal should take? I mean, is it ever okay for companies that you're dealing with to include links, or just, you know, on the financial end, those are the ones that shouldn't?
Well, the ones that shouldn't would include financial services. So PayPal, American Express is really bad about it. Chase Bank is really bad about it. Some of the smaller banks are actually catching on and have quit putting links in email and told their customers, if it has a link, it's not from us. It's a phishing attack. But it's not just financial services, you know, stockbrokers as well. They shouldn't be putting the links in there. You know, it's one thing to put a link in to say, you know, go look at our specials or whatever, although I discourage any financial institution for putting a link in it. They should point people, say, you know, go to our website. The people know the name of the website already. But not just financial, also social networks, MySpace, LinkedIn, Facebook, PayPal, of course, being financial, but, you know, any of the social networks, they should not be putting links in because those accounts are actively being phished as well. People want to have access to other people's social networks because they can trick users and fish users and perform a variety of malicious money-making activities. Online games, it's a huge criminal market in terms of phishing users. One of the most common threats we see at ESET are password stealing Trojans, because there's a lot of financial value in stealing a person's virtual character, virtual weapons, virtual gold, anything like that. So these are the companies that are getting phished, and so they need to come down with a very simple to understand rule for users. If it has a link in it, don't click on it. It's not from us. And I actively encourage people not to click on the links, even if they're sure that it's legitimate email. I don't click on the link in a PayPal email. I type in www.paypal.com, and then I log into my account, and I can find the transaction pretty easily. You know, they're sorted by date. It's not that difficult.
Absolutely. So it's always best practice, as we know, not to click on those links, especially if it does look like it's coming from PayPal or another financial institution. So, interesting email and story, Randy. Anything else on this topic that you wanted to chat about, or any other best practices that users should be aware of?
No, I think really if you'll just follow these two simple rules, you'll probably avoid 99.99% of the phishing attacks. Don't click on a link to log into any of your accounts. That's rule one. Rule two, never give anyone your password. You get an email and it says it's from technicalsupport@yahoo.com and there's a security problem, and if you don't send them your username and password, your account's going to be deactivated. It's a phishing attack. So there's only two kinds of people that are going to ask you for your password: thieves and idiots. And you don't want to give either of them your password.
Absolutely. Good advice as always, Randy. And if you have any questions for Randy, or if you think you've received a phishing attack or some sort of malicious email, feel free to email him at askeset@eset.com. You can also follow him and the other research ESET researchers on Twitter @ESET Research. This has been Matt Grant, and you're listening to the Malware Report with Randy Abrams.